Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Real ghost stories from real people. This is Into the Paranormal with Tony Bruschi.
There is a moment when the ordinary can shift into the extraordinary, a single thread that unravels, pulling us into the unknown. It could be a sound in the middle of the night, a shadow out of place, or something as small and unassuming as a cat. For one college student, what began as a hopeful new chapter turned into a story they could never have imagined. At first, the signs were subtle, fleeting, a creeping unease that could be dismissed as stress or exhaustion. But as the days turned into weeks, the occurrences grew bolder, more undeniable. And then came the laughter, the smoke, and the closet that refused to open. Was it sleep paralysis, a manifestation of a troubled mind? Or was something else, something far darker, lurking just beyond the edges of reality? Let's get to the letter. They write, "My story begins a couple of years ago, during a time when life was supposed to feel like a fresh start. I just moved into a modest apartment, a cozy, if slightly run-down unit in a building near the edge of campus. It wasn't much, but for a returning student juggling classes and a part-time bookkeeping job, it was enough. The first couple of months were unremarkable. My day settled into a routine of lectures, late-night study sessions, and early mornings at work. The building had its quirks, creaky floors, faint drafts, but I thought nothing of them, that is, until a neighbor casually mentioned something odd. 'That place of yours has some history,' she said with a knowing smile. When I pressed for details, she shrugged. 'Nothing serious. People just don't stay long.' She didn't elaborate, and I brushed it off as gossip. Yeah, it wasn't until a sleepless night weeks later that I began to wonder if there was something to her words. It started innocently enough. I'd stayed up until dawn cramming for an exam, and by the time I crawled into bed, exhaustion had taken hold. I barely registered the weight of my blanket as I drifted off, but then, somewhere between sleep and wakefulness, I felt it. A slight pressure at the foot of my bed. At first, I thought it was my imagination. Then I saw it. A small orange ginger cat moving near my legs. It weaved in and out of my vision, its movements deliberate, its body low to the mattress as if it were stalking something. I tried to turn my head for a better look, but I couldn't move. My body felt frozen, as though held down by an unseen force. The more I struggled, the stronger the weight became. All I could do was watch, helpless, as the cat crept closer. It was strange. I didn't feel like the cat wanted to harm me. But there was something about it that felt wrong, dangerous. My panic surged as it pawed at the edge of the blanket, trying to burrow underneath. I fought against the invisible force pinning me, managing only short, jerky movements. My attempts to yell came out as nothing more than feeble gasps. Then it succeeded. The cat slipped under the covers. I felt its weight press against my legs, moving upward. Just as I wrenched my arm free from beneath the pillow, something cold and firm grabbed my wrist and slammed it back down. My eyes darted toward the closet across the room. Black smoke was seeping through the cracks, twisting and curling like tendrils of ink in water. My fear turned to fury. I don't know where the anger came from. Perhaps it was the sheer absurdity of the situation. I broke free of whatever was holding me and lunged toward the closet. My heart pounded as I reached for the door handle, but it wouldn't budge. The mocking laughter that followed made my blood run cold. It wasn't loud, more like a whisper that filled my head, as though it had bypassed my ears entirely. Dizzy and disoriented, I stumbled back to the bed. That's when I saw it. In the upper corner of the room, a dark spot began to spread across the ceiling, growing like a stain until it filled my vision. And then, nothing. When I woke up, I was back in bed. The room looked normal. No smoke, no laughter, no sign of the cat. It was as though the entire experience had been a dream, except it felt too real to dismiss. I sat there for what felt like hours, replaying everything in my mind. By the time I found the courage to get out of bed, the sun was up. I searched every corner of the apartment for any sign that what I'd seen was real, but there was nothing. The closet door opened easily, revealing only neatly hung clothes and a few boxes. I told myself it was just a nightmare, a trick of a sleep-deprived mind. And for a while, I almost believed it. For the rest of the day, I kept glancing over my shoulder, expecting to see something, a shadow, a flicker of movement, anything to confirm or deny what had happened, but there was nothing. I went about my routine, trying to shake the lingering unease, though my thoughts kept drifting back to the feel of the cat's tail brushing under my chin. That night, I didn't sleep. I stayed up with every light in the apartment blazing, replaying the events over and over in my mind. When morning came, I convinced myself it was just stress, an overactive imagination fueled by exhaustion. But deep down, I couldn't let it go. A few days passed without incident, and I began to relax. It wasn't until the following weekend, while I was studying at my desk, that things took a darker turn. I had left a pile of books stacked neatly on the floor beside me. When I reached down to grab one, I froze. The entire stack had been moved to the other side of the room. It wasn't subtle. There was no way I could have done it absent-mindedly. My heart raced as I scanned the apartment, but everything else appeared untouched. The strange occurrences escalated from there. I'd wake up to find the closet door ajar, though I always made sure to close it before bed. Small items like my keys or phone would vanish, only to reappear in odd places. Once I found my phone balanced precariously on top of the showerhead. And then the cat came back. It was late one evening when I caught the first glimpse of it, darting around the corner of the kitchen. This time I was awake, fully alert, and there was no mistaking what I saw. The orange ginger fur, the slinking movements. It was the same cat, but when I went to follow it, it was gone. I started hearing noises at night, faint scratching sounds coming from inside the walls, like claws against wood. The laughter returned too, soft and mocking, always just out of reach, like a memory you can't quite grasp. One night, desperate for answers, I decided to record my bedroom while I slept. I set up my phone on a chair facing the bed and let it run until morning. When I reviewed the footage, my stomach dropped. For most of the night, the room was still. But around 3 a.m., a shadow moved across the wall, slow and deliberate, like someone pacing. It wasn't my shadow, nor could it have come from outside. The blinds were drawn and the lights were off. The final straw came a week later. I was lying in bed on the edge of sleep when I felt the weight of the cat again. This time on my chest, its fur brushed against my neck and I felt its breath, warm and rhythmic. I couldn't move. I couldn't scream. All I could do was lie there as it stared at me with eyes I couldn't see. And then the laughter came, louder than ever, drowning out every other sound. The closet door slammed open and a wave of black smoke poured into the room, engulfing everything in its path. At the center of the smoke, a figure emerged, its form twisting and indistinct, but unmistakably human. I blacked out. When I woke up, it was morning. The cat was gone, the smoke was gone, and the closet door stood wide open. This time, I didn't hesitate. I grabbed my things and left the apartment without looking back. I never went back to retrieve the rest of my belongings. I don't care what was left behind. I never told my landlord why I moved out, and I never explained to my friends why I left so suddenly. To this day, I don't know what I experienced in that apartment. Was it sleep paralysis? A series of hallucinations brought on by stress? Or was there something darker at play, something that fed off my fear and doubt? All I know is this. I still feel that cat's tail brushing against my skin in my nightmares. And when I wake up, I can't help but glance at the corners of my bedroom, half expecting to see a dark spot spreading across the ceiling. But nothing ever comes. Not anymore. I hope it stays that way. What we've just heard is a chilling account that blurs the line between the psychological and the supernatural. Was Alex's experience the result of sleep paralysis, a well-documented phenomenon, where the body remains temporarily immobilized while the mind is caught between wakefulness and dreaming? Or was this something more, a darker force tied to the history of that apartment, waiting for its next victim? From the ginger cat with its unnerving movements and malicious aura to the black smoke and the laughter that seemed to mock Alex's very existence, every detail feels steeped in malevolence. These elements weave a tale that defies easy explanation, pushing us to question the limits of what we understand. Could stress and exhaustion have manifested these terrifying events in Alex's mind? The rational part of us wants to believe that. But what about the moved books, the phone balanced on the showerhead, and the shadow captured on video? These tangible moments suggest that something, whatever it was, wasn't just in Alex's head. Then there's the closet, a focal point of fear and mystery. Throughout history, closets have often been seen as portals, a liminal space where the mundane world brushes against the unknown. Could Alex have stumbled into a place where those boundaries blurred? And let's not forget the laughter. It wasn't just heard, it was felt, resonating in Alex's mind as though the entity didn't need sound to convey its power. It's this detail that lingers most, leaving an unsettling impression of a presence that was both intelligent and sinister. In the end, Alex's story leaves us with more questions than answers. Was this haunting an external force, or did it tap into something buried deep within Alex's psyche? And if it was real, why did it stop when Alex left? Did the entity choose to stay behind, waiting for someone else to step into its domain? We may never know for sure, but one thing is certain. The darkness that touched Alex's life leaves us with a chilling reminder that some places and some experiences are best left unexplored. So what do you think? Was this a case of a stressed mind playing tricks, or did Alex encounter something far more dangerous? I'll let you decide. Until next time, keep your lights on and your closets closed.
Want more real ghost stories from real people? Then press subscribe now. We're dropping new ghost stories every single day. This is Into the Paranormal with Tony Bruschi.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.